Nothing's ever easy in government, it seems. There are a couple things at play that actually bode very well for government, but then there are some other issues that have to be taken into account. Let's look on the plus side first. Absolutely, in terms of the government's need for talent, we have unprecedented interest in federal jobs. You know, the number of applications are pouring in some cases double what they were a year ago, in part because the economy's in the tank. We have a charismatic president, and government's no longer seen as the problem, but is now being seen as a necessary part of the solution. The other thing that bodes well for government is that the tsunami is on hold. Our friend Mike Causey's column on Fed News Radio today talked about all of his colleagues and friends in government who have delayed their retirement. So that's good news for government. Here's the more complicating aspect of that issue. First of all, the talent supply is uneven. The people who are losing their jobs in the economy, many of them are in manufacturing, retail, and construction, and they have skill sets that the government, doesn't use. Student interest is increasing, but not evenly. So liberal arts majors, one out of every three, are indicating interest in government. If you look at business majors or engineering majors, it's less than one out of ten. So the supply, the supply chain is a little bit uneven. Secondly, demand is actually likely to increase even if folks do delay, continue to delay retirement for a while, and of course they'll not forever, but we could quite possibly see an increase in the size of the federal government. We were the same size now on civilian employment that we were in 1943, 45 years ago. But if you look during that period, there were times when government actually did grow. Even before 43, of course, FDR, dealing with the effects of the Depression and Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society, we saw substantial increases. We saw a decrease during the Clinton years. I think we may actually see potentially a couple hundred thousand additional jobs on top of what's already there over the next 4 years.
You know what, though, John? You bought yourself some time. Unfortunately for, the citizens out there who are losing their jobs, there is a dearth of new jobs out there being created, and the federal government may be one of the only sectors that's hiring. And so you may be right that there is an imbalance just in terms of level of education and the kinds of skill sets that people need to get a good job in the federal government. But still, that interest, I think, has exponentially higher now just by virtue of the fact that the economic downturn is sustained and it doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon.
That's absolutely right, Jane. And that's actually, leads to the third issue, which I think is going to be problematic. And I'm looking at this as an old HR guy, the ability of agencies to cope with the huge increase in the number of applicants is questionable. The goal, of course, is never to fill your chairs with warm bodies, but it's to be able to attract and select the very best folks for the jobs to be done. And I think, there's almost an embarrassment of riches in terms of the talent pool, and so we're going to have to see if agencies can step up to the plate and manage that well.